A Japanese Viewpoint. 6.
I once tried to send something to Japan from a post office in New York City. At first I didn't have to stand in a line because the office was not crowded then, so I went straight to a clerk to send my package of souvenirs. The clerk gave me a customs form to fill out and told me to come back to her with the package as soon as I finished completing the form. I filled out the slip and tried to return to her, but I unfortunately went to stand at the front of the wrong line. As soon as I did, several people waiting in line pointed at me and shouted rather loudly. I soon realized I was in the wrong place and understood why they said that to me. I then wondered if this would happen in Japan. Generally, most Japanese people would do nothing but complain silently in their mind, or at most they may give me a dirty look to indicate I did something wrong. Similar to this is the way Americans yield their seats to senior citizens on buses, trains, and subways. Of course, people do this in Japan too, but we see many young people remain seated even in the priority seats, while some old people can barely hold a ring. Interestingly enough, when there are no senior citizens on a less crowded train, most young Japanese people do not sit in the priority seats, but you often see young Americans seated there. Actually, young people in the United States are expected to give up their seats when senior citizens board. They simply occupy the unused seats when no one else needs them. But many Japanese would feel guilty even if they sit in the special seats. You might say the situation is quite similar to the case where American pedestrians cross the road at a do not cross sign when there is no traffic, but the Japanese would keep waiting. What does this contrast look like to Americans?